For the past few seasons, we've published our tips and methods for consuming Colorado Avalanche hockey. And we're back again with our latest edition for the 2016-2017 season. How fans consume the game of hockey changes more and more each year with advancements in broadcast rights, new and updated media outlets, and the ever-growing presence of online viewing. Do you remember when you couldn't get an update from your iPhone or listen to a radio broadcast of a game on the web? Hell, now you can even sit back and watch the game on your computer while tweeting with your friends as if it's some sort of rudimentary virtual reality system. Hashtag awesome, by the way. And as a quick sidebar, the real deal virtual reality version is just around the corner. It's possible for the teams in the NHL to be doing it right now, but you know, money, broadcast rights, assholes. Anyways, we touch on that in our The Future of Hockey podcasts, and notably the one that's in the show notes called The Future of Hockey, How We Watch the Game. By the time that this podcast is over, you should be filled to the gills with the media outlets to follow, ways to watch the game, where to get your hockey math, aka stats from, and so much more. But before we get into all that, we need to get our game face on.
Yeah, huge shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived.
We begin with the best media outlets for factual and official news. Our criteria and our mantra, we'll repeat more than a few times, is this: factual plus timely plus educated plus experienced equals quality hockey coverage. This is the algorithm by which we choose the people that we're about to mention to you. Adrian Dater was one of the first beat reporters on the Colorado hockey scene, or at least when the Avalanche got here anyways. No matter where he's working or who he's working for at the time, he's always there with insider knowledge that most of us count on. Before the Avalanche were even named the Avalanche, Dater was covering the team inside and out. He's written countless articles and even a few books about his time covering the Colorado Avalanche. But Dater's best quality and the reason he's at the top of our list right now is that he's not afraid to speak in truths, even if it pisses you, me, off. And he does, and he has, more than once. Now, sure, Dater isn't everybody's mug of beer or cup of tea, but he's factual, he's honest, and he's timely. Really, what else do you want in a beat reporter? I also hear rumors of a podcast coming from Dater and Company, which will be his second attempt at podcasting. Let's hope that this transition to the spoken word of podcasting goes a little bit smoother. If he can solve his tech issues from the first go around with podcasts, it should be worth adding to your list of Avalanche podcasts. If you are not following Dater already on Twitter, we suggest that you do. You can do that by looking for him on Twitter under @adater. You can also read his articles on Bleacher Report, and you can get your hands on his book, 100 Things Avalanche Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's about 90% things that they should know, about 10% things they should do, and about 100% awesome. We highly suggest it. Next up in our short list of best media outlets for factual and official news is BSN Avalanche, and these guys might actually be our favorites. When I hear rumblings about something and I want to get an official word on it or be informed on what's actually happening, I go to the source. In that case, it's BSN Avalanche, @BSNAvalanche on Twitter, by the way. We've never been shy about saying that AJ Hafey is one of our favorite people when it comes to Avalanche media, and he's been on the podcast more than a couple times at this point. If you too are a fan of AJ Hafey or just BSN in general, I would highly suggest that you go to the site and do a search for AJ Hafey. You'll find him popping up under regular podcasts, our series of Every Avs Player Ever, where we remember each and every Avalanche player from one game to over 1,000 games, and in our favorite podcast with him, an in-between episode where we got to learn a little bit more about what it means to be AJ Hafey, a beat reporter for the Colorado Avalanche right now, and a lot of other cool things. Lastly, when it comes to media outlets for factual and official news, we suggest you go to the source itself, Colorado Avalanche. You'd think this was my first choice for factual and official news, but the news is, as you would suspect, a bit rosy. They keep it simple and pro-Avs, as they should, but if you would like to have a little bit of meat on your bones when it comes to reporting for the Colorado Avalanche, be sure to check out BSN Avalanche and Adrian Dater. And lastly, a couple of honorable mentions for this. Rick Sadowski, formerly of the Rocky Mountain News, you can find him on Twitter @RickS7, and Terry Fry of the Denver Post @TFry. If you would like to make this process of following all these people super simple, go to Hockey Colorado, that's @HockeyColorado on Twitter, and look at our lists. You can find a list there called Official Avs Coverage. Clever, isn't it? From Official Coverage to Hockey Math, aka Hockey Savants. Do you love Corsi? Who doesn't? Not sure what course he is? Who is? But there is a bit of magic to be found in the math, and I occasionally want to do something crazy like go visualize a player's entire career on a graph. Or sometimes I just want to know who had the better possession numbers so that I can try and sound as intelligent as possible on a podcast. Whatever your reason for wanting to bring math into the game of hockey, we have some resources for you. Micah Blake McCurdy isn't just a super awesome sounding name, he is HockeyViz, aka Ineffective Math, that's at Ineffective Math on Twitter. First, Micah was kind enough to do a podcast with us and try to explain his methods of his madness. You can, of course, find that in the, say it with me this time, in the show notes. So here's what I think Micah is trying to do, in my humble opinion, of course. I think he's trying to make statistics not suck. Good on you, McCurdy. That puts you right at the top of my Christmas card list. Micah does all the hard work of collecting data, applying algorithms, and dealing with the unruly Twitter types, maybe me sometimes, to spit out a user-friendly infographic-like visual for folks like me to look at. HockeyViz makes it very easy to see in a very visual way how Landy did in his rookie year and where he had his slumps. Best of all is he's doing this of his own goodwill and his desire to make hockey more fun for people, even if it comes from the most unlikely of sources. He gets paid in appreciation, and as of the writing of this article, there are no ads to clutter up the flow of his website, which I really like. I will note, I still have a little trouble with some of the visualizations, but it gets better every single time I stop by the site, hockeyviz.com. Honestly, this is my one and only go-to for hockey stats right now, and I love them so much that I support them on Patreon. If you would like to do the same, check the show notes, where you will also find a list that I grabbed from hockeyanalysis.com that has sites like HockeyViz, HockeyStatsCA, NaturalStatTrick, and a bunch more for you to go check out. I do check them out occasionally, but like I said, HockeyViz is the bee's knees for me. And if you would all bear with me for a minute, a moment of silence for what used to be War on Ice. And we're back. So let's say that you wanted to check out trades, transactions, and roster moves. You could do that in a number of different places, but let's say you don't want all the fuzziness that goes with it, all the weird commentary, all the commercials, all the people staring at their phones while on TV. You could go check out this site called General Fanager. That's a play on General Manager for those of you who didn't catch it right away. Clever, aren't they? General Fanager is a labor of love run by Tom, insert last name that's impossible to say here, but found in the show notes. You can follow Tom at Tom, that funny last name again, go check the show notes. And it's a beautiful thing. Let's say that you need to know how much the Avalanche just signed both Borks for, General Fanager. Need to know the salaries and cap hits, General Fanager. It's not fancy, but it is timely, factual and accurate, and you get the idea. A few other resources for you are QuantaHockey and HockeyDB.com. QuantaHockey is yet another stat site, but the way that they package the stats is really interesting. For example, do you want to know which NHL players were born in 1997? They got it right on the front page. How about the average save percentage in the NHL over the last 35 years? Yep, they got it on the front page. It's also in the show notes. Go check that out. If this is the sort of thing that spins your wheels and floats your boat, they got you covered. Have a browse on the homepage for some of the fun stuff that you might find there that you didn't even know you needed to know. And as we mentioned before, HockeyDB.com. We use this site for our podcast, Every Avs Player Ever. There, we use their all-time roster, sorted by games played, and this is yet another stat site. So again, it's the same stats, just packaged up different for what you need to do. These sort of sites are becoming a dime a dozen, but honestly, having a lot of options for something never hurt anyone. We've also included in the show notes a link to the HockeyDB.com link page where they have a lot of fun stuff there, including a Bush League factor page that we found most interesting. Moving on, let's talk podcast and radio. Now, of course, there's this one called Colorado Hockey Podcast. It's at coloradohockey.com, and, you know, we like to think we bring our own flavor to the party. While there are plenty of official outlets and a number of media credentialed reporters duking it out over the same story, there aren't a lot of other podcasts digging into the rest of the game and the Colorado hockey experience in general. We're candid, outspoken, and sometimes even wrong, but we're genuine and authentic in our love of the game, the Avs fam, and the hockey community. Check us out. Colorado Hockey on iTunes, in the show notes, and we'd love to use this little app called Overcast FM for all your podcast needs. Check that out again in the show notes. Everything's in the damn show notes. Anyways, there's another podcast that we like quite a bit called BSN Avalanche Podcast. This features AJ Haefeli, who is at AJ Haefeli, JJ of the Year, I don't know his real name, he's just JJ, and Dan the Norseman, who does all of their producing work. They combine forces and produce one hell of a podcast that's worth listening to as soon as it comes out. That's the key, as a matter of fact. Not only because it's awesome, but because it comes with an expiration date. You get a couple of days before it's old news. It's the nature of beat reporting, and I like to think that they do it better than most. And that is why I put them right near the very tippy-toppy of this list of things that you should check out. The Avscast on iTunes is the official Avalanche podcast that comes out of the depths of the Pepsi Center somewhere. This is a good podcast if for no other reason than they have access to players that nobody else does. You will hear some good podcasts that break out of the usual dullness that players bring to interviews and scripted recordings. They're short, not overly produced, but definitely worth having on your radar. Another podcast worth having on your radar is the Avs Hockey Podcast by James Tapeleg Graylin, I think it is, and Jay, we don't know, he's just Jay. They produce a long format podcast that will pop up in your podcast player of choice every 2 to 3 weeks or so. But even more entertaining are the Avs chat sessions that they hold and the game day Avs Twitter psychic picks. Be sure to show them some love as well. Lastly is the Altitude Sports Podcast. This is a professional radio show, honestly, that has legit personalities and press and is available online. Only online. It's not available on iTunes. It's not available on Stitchers. And honestly, that kind of sucks. You'll have to go to the website with your mobile phone and hope that your phone doesn't cut the audio when it goes to sleep. It's one of those things that I really wish the radio community would get over so that we could all just listen to the podcast when we want to listen to it. But they need to make money, and I understand that. So for this reason, it's worth knowing about, but not nearly as accessible as the aforementioned podcasts. Now, there will be more to come, and there are some honorable mentions that we should bring up right now, but they haven't been that active, so we're not going to make you go to something that isn't up to speed. And that brings us to how to watch the actual hockey game. That would be so simple, wouldn't you think? If you have cable, it is. You just go to Altitude TV. You can find that in the show notes. You can find it on your favorite cable provider. Altitude TV covers almost every single Avs game every single year. But let's say that you are like me and you are a cord cutter. You really don't like cable companies and you don't like paying for a bunch of stuff that you don't have. Well, you do have a few options. You can, of course, pay $120, $130, I forget what it is, for NHL TV. But there's a catch. If you're living in Colorado and you would actually like to watch the Colorado Avalanche hockey games, you're screwed. To briefly explain this and not get completely started on this, let me tell you this much. You can't watch home games, not until 2 days after they've aired. So if you'd like to watch Avalanche play a hockey game, you have to wait until they're probably playing yet another hockey game. If you would like to hear how I get started on this, go check out the podcast in the show notes about blackouts. And lastly, there is the web stream that nobody seems to know anything about. Right? Wink, wink. Now, I only heard about this from a friend and I cannot condone it, but I hear that there are, allegedly, free web streams available online for just about every kind of hockey you can imagine, be it NHL, KHL, AHL, all the L's that are out there. They are free, but they will try to open up a plethora of ads and sometimes try to get you to download apps that you should not download, allegedly, again. But if you're jonesing and you want to explore those rumors, my understanding is that they are available online and they're as live can get, whereas NHL TV is at least 1 minute behind, if not 2 minutes behind, the game at all times. This is important if you'd like to keep up with the rest of your friends on Twitter while you're watching the game. Let me state again that I have no knowledge of this and I've only heard rumors, but if you would like to check it out, by all means, go out and check it out at your own risk. And actually, there are a couple of other options. It's weird. It's this thing where you go out with other people to watch a game. It's very yesteryear. Not very technology-driven, but you can, in fact, go to this thing called a hockey game at the Can. Go pay a lot of money for a ticket. Hopefully, you're close enough to actually see the puck, and if so, cool for you. The Avalanche do, in fact, put on a pretty good watch party, so you could go to something like Bout Time or any of the other places they hold these throughout the year and hang out with other Avalanche fans, the girls wearing small little bikinis, and the dog dressed up like a hockey player. It's good times, and we actually suggest that you do it. While exhaustive, this is hardly extensive, and there are a lot of other people out there that you should probably be paying attention to. This is an incomplete list, and we'll update it as the season progresses. We've omitted a few of our previous favorites that seem to have gone on hiatus for right now, but if they reappear, we'll add them to the list as well. If you have suggestions that you think that we should know about and then share with other people, send us a note. You can either find us on Twitter, at HockeyColorado, or you can just find us through email, Cameron@ColoradoHockey.com. It comes straight to me. If you like this podcast, do yourself a favor and subscribe. Just go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes, or go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey. This way the podcast comes to you and you can listen to it whenever you want. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Awesome hockey shirts for awesome hockey people. You're going to find a lot of new stuff there, including the name shirt, but you're going to find a lot of other awesome stuff that you maybe hadn't seen before, including Vardy, Picks, Landy, Mac, and a whole bunch of others, too. Check them out at AvsFam, absfam.com, and stay awesome.